Patient name, Vicki Pelt, P-E-L-T. Date of birth is 11/5/55. Date of service, 11/30/22. This is a 67-year-old female patient here. Today she is here as a follow-up to 1 month ago. She was last seen at our office October 27th of 22, one month ago. She had been in an automobile accident in June of this year. She suffered various contusions, including on her leg and the left breast. So we have been concerned about the left breast. The patient tells me today that she is definitely getting better. Even last office visit, she said that she had improved. When I ask her how she's feeling, she says she's doing well. She still has the hematoma to the left breast, but she continues to tell me that the size of the hematoma has been decreasing in size. And she, former times, would get these shooting pains through the breast. She no longer experiences any pain to that left breast. Period. New paragraph. She feels as though she is progressing well. I've advised her to keep monitoring her status, and that if she reaches a plateau where she continues to have the bruising or a lump that for now is continuing to decrease in size, if that would plateau and maintain a lump, at that point we can do a referral for possibly draining that area or some surgical procedure by a general surgeon or a plastic surgeon or dermatologist, period, new paragraph. She offers no other complaint today. Vital signs, blood pressure, 136 over 66, pulse 63, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 98% on room air, current weight 265, allergies to codeine and penicillin. She's on multiple medications, Xarelto, Crestor, vitamins, furosemide, medical history, hyperlipidemia. She did have a DVT at one point, surgical history, hysterectomy, tonsil. She has a heart loop monitor. She does experience occasional AFib. She's had procedures to offer intervention for this, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears are all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Examination of the left breast was not done today. I feel as though that was not necessary. She continues to tell me it is improving. It is still slightly discolored. However, the firmness of the hematoma site continues to shrink, and overall she is pleased with her results. Period, new paragraph. I've advised her in detail that if there are any changes to that left breast, such as increase in diameter, or pain, or swelling, or increase in the firmness of that area, that she should either return to clinic immediately or follow up with her plastic surgeon or dermatologist or OBGYN for further investigation and possible remedies for this. Period, new paragraph. I've answered all her questions today. This will probably be the last visit for her today.